getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Well, we've been celebrating this morning. There's a very special wedding going on in Huddersfield, and it's happening today, and our Rich's at the hotel as those preparations gather pace. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. Well, I feel privileged to do this one. You're never too old, are you, Liz? And these two young lovebirds certainly aren't. They're staring into each other's eyes now over the breakfast table here at the hotel in Outley near Huddersfield as they prepare to get married in just a few hours' time, because that's when John, who's on my left, and Margaret, on my right, will be declared husband and wife and begin many happy years together. Now, Liz, they've already lived good lives. They both served in the Second World War. John's a Normandy veteran, and Margaret was in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. And it's there that they met because, like many people, they've got a couple of health problems. Later in life, they developed problems with their eyesight, and they're both active with a group that's now called Blind Veterans UK. They went away to Brighton, then they went to Lake Garda, and that's where their love, like so many others, was really signed and sealed. So, first of all, let's come to you, John. John, tell us, how did you pop the question? Was it down on one knee in the traditional way?
No, it wasn't, actually. It was just a normal question in the room. And first time she said no.
She said she knocked you back first time. I can't believe it. But you came back again, John. You stuck to it, and you got the answer you wanted.
I did. Well, I got the question again, and I got the right answer, which is good. That's right, and we're here today.
So she was worth it then. But John, tell us. I mean, how likely did you think it was that you'd be getting married a groom at the age of 85?
Never in this world would I thought about it. Actually, never at all. But it's come across, and that's it, and I love her, and that's it.
Because some blokes, John, will be listening, and they'll be thinking, he's mad, what's he doing giving up the freedom of a single life at his age? But you've just said there, you love her, so is that what it's all about?
Oh, yes, it is, yes, it is. It's love, and it's companionship, and camaraderie, like you used to get in the army.
Right, let's bring in the blushing bride then, John. So, Margaret, now every girl wants their big day to be perfect. How much planning has gone into today?
There's been a terrific lot gone in, and thank you very much to Graham. That's my future son-in-law, who will be after today. And he's done all of it. He's been absolutely marvellous. But there again, being a policeman, as he was, he's now retired. I mean, no wonder, is there?
So he's used to organising. So tell us what's going to be happening. What time, where, how many guests, what you're going to be wearing?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing, because he's here. And it's got... I'm not going to tell you the colour, but I'm wearing a Jack Vert suit and a hat and a top, shoes, and obviously a handbag. I shall be carrying flowers, which, there again, Graham's organised.
Oh, well, very nice. Well, we wish you many happy years together. I just want to very quickly bring in Graham, because I know there's a question that that many people will be wondering as well, Graham. Tell us about John stag do. What went on?
First of all, he wasn't there, so we had a stagless do around Huddersfield. And all the sort of male members of our side of the family attended, and we had a very good night. And it's the first time I've been out in 5 years into Huddersfield. Nothing's changed. I was the only eldest one there, and I was the only one to be pulled onto the dance floor by a young lady.
Hey, quite right. So you did him proud, even though he wasn't there. So, yeah, Liz, isn't it lovely to be invited along for
this? It is. And congratulations to Margaret and to John and the happy family. Have a wonderful day. You have a good weekend. I'll see you next week for breakfast.
I'm getting married in the morning.